verses by Midbar is the second pasuk. It says, "Suas roish kol das beisol mishpachosam lebeis avosam v'mispashemus kol zochu geuloisam." So it says that there is a minyan that you count Klal Yisrael, and the minyan has din of lemishpachosam, and then which means
minyan?
That each and every person was misyachas to shave it. And then it says lebeis avosam. So Rashi says, what does lebeis avosam mean? So Rashi says, misha aviv mishavet echad v'imad mishavet acha yokum hashem aviv. That if somebody's father is from one shevet and his mother is from another shevet, it's yokum hashem aviv. So l'chura over here, I mean, this is where I guess was nizgala dinyan that there's yichus derech ha'av, that if l'moshel the father is a kohen, the mother is not, or vice versa, you go basar yichus ha'av. It stands in distinction to the inyan of being a Yisrael, where the Yisrael is determined by the fact that the you go basar mother, it's matrilineal. Here it's through the father. And this is, I mean, very much at the foundation of Klal Yisrael, that the first minyan of Klal Yisrael, there already was nikva, that there should be dafke derech ha'av the minyan. I'd like to try to understand a little bit the significance of derech ha'av. It's especially Aymid, keneged the musig of Umas Olam. Umas Olam, the halacha is, even though in a general sense, if you belong to a Knaini or to a Maleki, for those dinim, it does go basri av, but specifically lemoshel farayas. Let's say someone is a brother who's an akum who has a brother only through his father. The halacha is, or sister, he's allowed to marry her. A sister through the av does not have a shem achois, and there's no isav achois by Yisrael. It's beina im beina av. But the chiddush is the chiddush that av is also called a brother or a sister. So you see that this inyan over here that was nischadish in Klal Yisrael, the chiddush that you go to beis avosam, it's not just the gilu milsa balma, but it is a very sharp distinction between Yisrael and Umas Olam, that in Yisrael you go basa avos and Umas Olam go simos. And we need to understand what is that nekud over here. The Goyen says in Shir HaShirim, it says, b'nei imi nicharubi. It says, the pasuk says in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, al tiruni shanishcha chayris. Don't look at me. The Umas Olam make fun of Klaius or HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't look at me that I'm shcha chayris, that I'm blackened. It's a temporary condition caused by the fact that the sun's burnt me. It's not the way I look at him. And then it says b'nei imi nicharube, my siblings through my mother's side have undone me. They're the ones that caused it. So the Goyen points out that the Umas Olam to Klal Yisrael are half-brothers, so to speak. They are B'nai Eim and not B'nai Av. So in the sense of B'nai Eim, and Ishtal's Tzu, a Pasuk, it's a little bit of a strange Tzushtal, it says, the Psukim says that Oretz is, by Eov, it says, I came from the offer was moiled me, and I returned back to the offer. So that means the Oretz is like a p'chin of a mother, and the Mela, in that sense, was similar to Masayla. Mitzad the Guf, mitzad the that we share a common humanity with Masayla, and the Mela we're called B'nai Eim. So it's not only the pshat that Masayla have a different mahalach of looking at siblings that they go Basayim, but Yisrael and Masayla also share a common denominator mitzad imahus. Klal Yisrael has a chiddush that there's avos also. It needs a hezba, and also in that same pasuk, in other words, this musig over here that Umas Ha'olam are considered b'nei eim and not b'nei av, l'chur doesn't have a special shaykh for this pasuk. The pasuk tells me that the reason why I look the way I look is because of the Umas Olam. The fact that they're calling him over here Bnei Imi, this is what Klal Yisrael shows a common denominator of Umas Olam, that the Bnei Aim, that itself also needs interesting Havana. What's the why in this pasuk is Nizgala the musig of Bnei Aim for Umas Olam, and Klal Yisrael's Meshutif the Bnei Aim. One more, Nekuda, it says in the Yalkut of it brings a medrash. Why do you have, what's the kesher of parshas by Midbar to the parshas before? So I guess it's medayik, the medrash is medayik that the last pasuk in Vayikas, Ela mitzvah sashatziv Hashem es Moishel mitzvah bar Sinai, the parsha before is telling us the inyanim of Har Sinai. So it says when Klal Yisrael got the Torah from Har Sinai, the Umos Olam were very jealous, and they came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a taina, why were you makarav Klal Yisrael more than us? Why were you makarav them? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, asked them, can you bring your Sifrei Yuchsin the way Klal Yisrael can bring Sifrei Yuchsin? Shenema, like it says over here, that the Mishpachoysim Beis Avoysim, the Mizmor LeDavid, the David Mizmor is going on the Yanim of Har Sinai. It says the Koilas there were connected to Har Sinai. So Hovel Hashem Mishpachos Amim is, can you bring your Mishpachos the way Klal Yisrael can? I mean, the Pashta Pshat is that it's a all it's telling me is that they're parrots and arayas. Klal Yisrael is very niz and arayas, and that's why their mishpachas are very solid. Well, we're talking about prutzim and arayas. But it the dogish seems to be on the yuchsin shabbat, and that's very hard to understand. If the yuchsin, if yuchas means that we're bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, so HaKadosh Baruch should have said, loy b'schusam, ela b'schus avaseyam Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe, whoever it is. But If it's not the yichas in its own right, the mashmos is not ke'ilu a specific yichas that the miyuchas to so and so or so and so. Rather, the mashmos is the general concept of sifrei yuchsin exists only in the tchum of Klal Yisrael and not in the tchum of other musaylam, and that's the skus matan Torah. That's much harder to understand. We can understand the arayas part. Klal Yisrael's kaddish and Torah, and is an arayas, but it's not mashma. The way it says to bring Sifrei Yuchsin, we could have said Pshat the Medrash is they have somebody very chashuv them siachas too, but that doesn't say that, and it could have also said that what is mashma clearly is the etzem musig that there's Yuchsin and Sifrei Yuchsin is what gives Klal Yisrael that mitzias. And so I'd like to understand those in Yanim. We once mentioned also by Kahuna LeMashal, the yuchsin has a value, even if it makes no difference. The halacha is if you have a few kohanim, and a child was born certainly from one of two or three kohanim, midrabbanan, there's a halacha that he's not a kohen because you don't have a clear sense of his yichus. So even though the yichus makes a difference, if it's Reuven it's a kohen, if it's Shimon a kohen, if it's Levi a kohen, there still is an inyan of yichus, and that's something that we have to understand. Where is yichus in its own sense some sort of value? The Goyen is Meirich when he speaks on Mishpachosim Beis Avosim. I mean, not on the, doesn't speak on Chumash, he speaks on himself, but he brings his pasuk and he says the following significance. He attaches the following significance to being Mesiachas to the mother, to the father. And he says like this. The Gemara says in Nida that a child gets two parts of himself, one from his father, one from his mother. From the mother you get the flesh and the blood. From the father you get the bones. That's Amos. So he says, Klal Yisrael, Etchias HaMeisim, is Dafke Kosher Tatzomis. First of all, because it says that the etzim that's left over, which will start chias amesim, is luz. Secondly, by Yecheskel, you see that the Tchiyus HaMeisim Yecheskel started with Atzomes Dafka. That Yecheskel, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eskim HaTichyenu Atzomes HaElu, and then the Atzomes came together, and so on. So he says, Tchiyus HaMeisim, the Seder Tchiyus HaMeisim starts with Atzomes, and that's why Dafka, the world of Atzomes, is Shayat to Tchiyus HaMeisim. So too the Goyen says, Klal Yisrael, since they have a yichus to Av, they're shayach to Tchiyus HaMeisim, or Mesoilam are not shayach to Tchiyus HaMeisim. That's what the Goyen says. And it's hard to understand. I mean, other than just saying the terms that this is Atzomes, this is Basar, and Atzomes it says Tchiyus HaMeisim, what does it mean in practical Nekuda? Where's the Pchina of Atzomes? Where's that Le'umas, the Pchina of Basar and Dam, and why is this Shayach to Tchiyus HaMeisim, this not? And Memela, where is Umas Olam inferior to Klal Yisrael, that they're Shayach to this and we're Shayach to that? So let's be misbein a little bit. When we think of Avos and Imohis, Be'emes, by all Balachayim, the significant factor is Imohis and not Avos. The physical metzias of a child is born with when he comes into existence. So if we ask ourselves what is the moment of existence is when he's born. It's a very clear physical transition from the mother to the child, and the mother's metzias is very clearly attached to the child's metzias. It's a physical reality in front of us. A father is an event that happened a long time ago. It's a kind of cause. You know, the father caused the gestation of the mother. So we definitely need to take into account, but we don't see it lefanenu. When it happened, there wasn't anything created. So there's a real gap between the Av today. So by all Balachayim, the natural way to look at it is just in terms of the mother. Father's unknown most of the time also. That is, when you look at the Metzias the way it is, the Metzias the way it is contains only Imohus. Avhus is an akuda that's planted for a future. When Avos happens, Avos does not produce anything tangible. It starts a process that kicks in and starts going weiter. But Basher Usham, Avos is a non-perceptible entity. That's the difference between Avos and Imos. The Maral says in Al-Chadish, and remember, if you look carefully, it's a Rashi, it says that Esther was a Yesoima from a father and a mother. So Rashi says her father died the Gemara says, and Rashi explains, her father died after conception. So Rashi says, so that he didn't have a chance to be called an Av, and her mother died after later, so she didn't have a chance that the Shem Em should be, the Em should be Chal on it. Mashma, that the Shem Avos is Chal Bishas Zriya, and the Shem Em is Chal Bishas Leida. So it's not just the fact that the father happened to do his part and that's it. But Lemaisa, there's no being over there until it's born. The Aloch is Uba Yerachimoy. As far as the mother's concerned, Kolzman the Vlad's there, it's like one body. Tevila Legeris helps as one entity. There is not any Nekuda of difference. It's one and the same. So you see that the sense of giving birth by the father, of having a child, is different by a mother. If a child is only once he's living and viable, before that it's ubi yarchimoy, so the father's also not a father until the child's born. It's true he did a maisa before, but where is the Shem Avus Chal on something that's not there anymore? So the teretz of teretz is avhus is something that's chal The Shem Av can be Chal before also. The Shem Ein can only be Chal afterwards. And therefore, there is a way to relate to things as they are. Metzius. The Metzius of something is its reality. And therefore, when it's there, it's there. When it's not there, it's not there. You're planning before, you're scheming before, it's in the working before, it's in the process. Very, very nice. Tachlis, it's not the Metzius. So aim is a barrier that deals with the reality of things the way they are as full Metzius. Avhus is always a Zriya. The etzim pool of Avhus is a preparation for Vaita. The Av himself has no... the Av himself doesn't deal with things that are there, that are tangible, that are Metzius already. He's always dealing with things that are a future. Things that he's aiming for something that will be. That's the Metzius of Avos. So Avos is there when you, an akuda that is prepared for the future is Avos. An inyan that's there now is Imohus. Two separate, very, very separate inyanim. The Avhus and the Imohus means that a child has two character traits. He has in himself a Metzius, that's what the mother gives him, and he has in himself a Metzius for an Asid, which is what an Av gives to him. An Av's Metzius is planting for the future, so that's in a child, and an Aim's Metzius is the present, and Metzius, and that's in a child. The Avos is a Chiddush, because the world down here is a world of Metzius. It's there, it's there, it's not there, it's not there. Kavanis, Echonis, all of those sheifas, all of those things are meaningless. You'll do it, you'll do it. You won't do it, you won't do it. This world's a Olam HaMaisa. There's a Chiddush there that is also Shayach something Al Shem HaAsid. The Gemara says the word Zriya is used, a father, it's called Zera, and it's a Maisa of Zriya. The Gemara says that Zroyim is called Emunah, because the act is an act for the future. That's the way you do it. You plant, you put a seed in. Where the seed is now, it's unusable, it's unreachable, it has no Metzius, it's Nirkav, and the whole Metzius that it has is Klapid Asid. That's the Metzius of Zriya in the world. So we have two koiches of relationship in the world. There's a relationship of Yesh Meyesh. In other words, what is from where it is, and there's a relationship of a yesh me'ayin, where something is destined for something, where something is coming from somewhere, and that gives it a shem of connection of avos. The koyach of aim is a koyach in the world. In other words, every single bal chai has a mother, and the mother has instincts, the maternal instincts to care for it, and maybe the Arya Tzedayfus, maybe not. But Tachlis, there is the Metzius of Imohus, is anything that exists that's a Balchai has Imohus, because it's a very physical, concrete Metzius. Avhus is a very special Metzius. Avhus means that those things that are not here yet, but I can plan for it, I can project, I can work for that which will be. That is a chiddush. It's a chiddush at Tzvayach Tetzuras Adam. A Bal Chai is not Shayach to it. A Bal Chai is when Chazal say that a person should go learn from a Nemola, it's Charitzus. So Chazal say that it gathers in a lot of seeds, even though it will not be able to use even a small chalak of it. That's a mechanical act. In other words, to plan for something that you can't bring to fruition is just it shows me that's mechanical. If I keep stacking up peiros and I have them till after I'll die, then the mice I'm doing, because the ant is not saving for tomorrow. The ant has a hormone that pushes it to keep schlepping seeds into the nest. It's not a plan for tomorrow. The pasuk says, Ben Maskil, Oiga Bakai, it's Ben Maskil, that a smart person gathers in the summer for the winter. That's because there's a reason he's gathering it for a future. It's not the pshat that he has something that keeps pushing him mindlessly to keep piling up seeds like an ant. Rather, he has a sense that there's a future coming, and that's what he does. But he would never take in more than he needs. Umas ha'olam ashayech to the darga of aim bedafka. That's what the goyim means. And eretz is shayech to aim, because the eretz deals with the metzias of now. Geshem lemashal, the Chazal used the word zriya, like a man sitting a woman. They use it. For Geshem, because Geshem is a type of Inyan. From Shemayim comes things that will be. The stars that show us what's going to be, it's in the Shemayim. Eretz is what it is. So Umas Ha'olam are Shayach to Eretz, and their Metzias revolves around Imohus, because an Umas Ha'olam are Shayach to the world of here and now. Like always say, the Olam Hazeh. It's Shayach to what's there in front of it. That's only most. There is no avhus in that inyan. Klal Yisrael is shayach to what will be. Klal Yisrael is shayach to doing things for an asid. So avhus is a special gift that shayach to Klal Yisrael dafka, that a child is not physically from whom it was born, but who planted the seed that brought the child into place is also the parent. And b'meila, a brother and a sister that come from a father that planted a seed for both of them are brothers. Because he's a father to both of them, therefore they're brothers. Masha'ikinum soilam, it's not like that. And b'meila, they don't have a common bond. That is the difference between Umas Ha'olam and Klal Yisrael that's in the pasuk. The Goyen explains, and so that's why it says Vayisyalda Mishpachoisam, Beis Avoisam. Here Klal Yisrael was given the koyach that a mishpach is al shema av, because you were doing something for the future. We live with those activities that are done for the lasid lovay, planning, hoping, and so on, are very much part of that metzias, and that's the metzias of Klal Yisrael. When the Goyen says by Atzomis and the Bas of Adam, the chiluk is like this. When a person sees in front of him, just like a building, in a building you always see the outer layer as the metzias. This is a room, this is a side room, this is a hallway. The skeleton of the building is only there in order to have the building put on something. The skeleton is always a chana for a building. The person always sees, we don't see any atzomis. We see only the bus and the dam. That's what we see. The atzomis are the hidden nekuda in the existing person. The atzomis is the core, and the flesh and the blood is the outside. So the Goyen says the seid of Tchias HaMesim is shayach only to Atzomis. It's not possible. Tchias HaMesim means everything is dead totally, but there's a chana for lasid lovay for chayim. That is what Tchias HaMesim is. Tchias HaMesim is no present and a hoiver. Calls when a person is sick, he has hope to get better because there is something there to be challah. But Tchias HaMesim is something that is no present whatsoever. It's kol kuloi kosher with avos. And that's why if you're looking for a place in the human body as a mashal or as a makom to be chalv in it chiz ha-meisim, it's dafka in the world of atzomis. The luz, as Chazal say, that's one etzim. And by Yecheskel, where that atzomis came over and was nizdabik etzim le-etzim, and then on it there was flesh and there was blood. That is the process of chiyas ha-meisim. And b'meila, the Goyen says, since Klal Yisrael is shayach to the world of avus, they're shayach to chiyas ha-meisim. Umas ha-olam are not shayach to the world of avus. They're shayach only to the world of imohus. And b'meila, there is no chiyas ha-meisim. That's the idea of yichus. Yichus is not just a pshat. You have such a chashuv great grandfather. First of all, it's not to know that your grandfather is a kohen. Like we said before, even if it's obvious, if your grandfather's one, if your father's one of three kohanim, we're not sure which one. So midrabanan, in line with kedushas kahuna, we don't make him a kohen, because we say that you need to have a clear yichus. Yichus is the sense of living with yourself, not as a metzias that is here, but as a metzias that is a hemshech of something that somebody put down before. There's a Gemara with Choni Magel, and it's one of these things that people look at it as a very cute folksy tale. It's wisdom, folk wisdom, and there's so much oimik in it. It says Choni Magel, why did he fall asleep for 70 years? It says he watched a person plant a charuvin tree. A charuvin tree takes 70 years to come to full flower, and he asked him, what are you doing? You're an old man, you'll never see the pears of it. So he told him that I came to this world, I found a charuvin planted by my grandfather, I'm going to leave something to my grandson. So it counts as very nice folk wisdom. And he fell asleep, and 70 years later he woke up and he saw the charuvin tree was ready and growing and so on. And it's going back on the pasuk, he could deny him shiv and shana. He started by saying, and he said, is it possible somebody should sleep for 70 years? And he fell asleep and so on. The word in it is, when a person is toifus an object, I see something. What do I see? Do I see what's there? Or do I see where it came from? Do I see what's there? Or do I see what it's destined for? Every single thing in the Bria can be seen as a slice of, you can just slice the time and take it as is, and that tfisa is the tfisa of Umas Olam. It's a tfisa of an imohustika tfisa. Or I can say somebody planted a seed, and this is the fruition of somebody's seeds, and my maisim will be judged not by what is, but what's coming from it, what's going to be mishtalshel from it. Those are two separate feces. And it was a chisor in a Choni Magel when he looked at a charuvim tree, and all he saw was charuvim. The man who corrected him said, a charuvim tree had a father, and the father planted it 70 years ago, he planted a seed, and this is what came out. And charuvim have seeds in them that if you plant 70 years from now, it's going to be charuvim. Don't be toifus things by, you know, shesoiva choyl kimocha nomus. That's the tfisa of Umas Olam. That's an imostika tfisa. It's the shem of a aim is chal only b'shas later, when it gets its own mitzias. The shem of an av is chal beforehand. And it's chal when a seed is planted, when something, a pu'ula is done al shem ha'asid, that's where avos goes. Always bring down the Rambam. The Rambam says that what changed in Matan Torah and Ishus, the whole world of Ishus, the Rambam says before Matan Torah, a person used to move in with a woman, and that was called Nisuin. After Matan Torah, you needed Kedushin, and so on. I mean, before Matan Torah, you could eat meat by just chopping off the head of a cow and eating the meat. Before Matan Torah, you could eat fruit without the intrusion of maizes. I mean, what's he telling me? The Teretz is, he's not speaking about the world of mitzvahs and averis. He's speaking about the concept of issues changing. Issues is a concept that exists before Matan Torah also. Umasoilam achayev on arayas. Issues is a basic human concept. Kedushin is not just a maisa mitzvah that, you know, we have to make sheva brachis and give a ksuba and do other maisa mitzvahs that come along with nisuin. Nisuin is a situation where man and woman are living together. That's nisuin. Matan Torah added kedushin that you can plant a seed that will become nisuin, that there's a pe'ula for something. That's the Chiddush of Matan Torah. That and b'melek, what kedushin is to nesuin, avos is to imorus, the al shema osid to the now. There's a very interesting. The Gemara says there's a shaila. There's certain names that the Chumash uses that are not meaningful in times in its chronology. In other words, there's it's one of the ways in which you catch a book that's a forgery is when you use terms that weren't around yet. This book was supposed to be written in 1800. You speak about a computer. Obviously, it's wrong. The Chumash uses a few times the Hedya L'Shainis. It speaks about the this is where this Ummah is going to live. This is where that Ummah live. So the Gemara says that the Torah speaks al Shema Asi. It's not just a stylistic flourish. It's it creates a shaila. The Teretz is, Torah speaks al shame what will be, because that is the unique bechina of. Provides an Oyved Hashem and a Loyav Vaday. Is not what you do. Baruch Hashem, in our society, everybody does better, worse. We all do. We all do the mitzvahs, we all do the learning, we all do this. But that's not harder, chomer more, chomer less. That's not something that we are going to, that's not going to make the difference. The real difference between a Ben Aliyah and not a Ben Aliyah is in this quality. In other words, is there forethought or not? And it's a very difficult thing to keep it up. Chazal made brachas to give us a sense of that. Before a person puts on tzitzis, he makes a shekeshem etzvoysav etzivanu. So that also became rote. So the later, the mekubalim otak l'shem yichutz, that also became rote. It's a hefech. We live with the here and now because we're physical, we're gufni, and we like things the way they are. The sense that a person says, within this beged lies the mitzvah of tzitzis, within the mitzvah of tzitzis lies inyanim gedolim ad ma'oid, the whole sense that every mitzvah is impregnated with things that will sprout when I do it, is something that requires thinking. Requires forethought, and that's the hard one. It's not just the kavana for the mitzvah as much as the hisboninus that I'm doing something to, not so that I daven today, so that the davening brought out something. I do mitzvahs, I learn all the reason yanim. The kavana beforehand for what you're doing is really, really the It's what gives meaning to the thing itself, and the difference is between the finite and the infinite. A nekeva defines a mitzad zocher. There's almost an infinite amount of zera. The quantity of the zera is tremendous. The limit to how many children is in the rechem ha'em. It's limited to one, two, three, but not much more. So the mitzad, the avos, mitzad, the seeding that's done, there's b'li gvul in every mitzvah. Mitzad, the mitzias, it's mukbal. A tzitzis is a beged, four kamfis with four pairs of tzitzis. It could be a little more mahura, less mahura, but that's what it is, and that's it. What's in there, mitzad the teichin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeded it with, is b'li gvul. Just like the seed of a zacha is kemat b'li gvul in terms of the kamas in proportion ratio to the keva, the same thing is also. Yet we don't have a shaykhistit because we live with the here and the now and not with our seedus. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It says, at the very beginning, Vahi dvar Hashem elai lemor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, B'terem et tzorcha babeten yidaticha. Before you were formed in the womb, I knew you already. I was acquainted with you. U'beterem teitzi mirechem, and before you left the womb, hikdashticha, I destined you, I designated you. Navi l'goyenes aticha, I gave you a navi to Umas Haylam. So the pasuk says three madregas here. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yirmiyah, there's Yirmiyah to Klal Yisrael, and there's Yirmiyah to Umas Haylam. To Umas Haylam, it says, Navi l'goyim nesaticha. I have given you as a navi to goyim. The goy that hears the navi only when he's there. Once there's a mice in a sinah, once he's in the world and it's being menabe, they don't have a shaykhus to beforehand. To Klal Yisrael, it says, Ubeterem teitze mirechem mikdashticha. While you were in the rechem, I designated you as a navi. Klal Yisrael can have shaykhus to before it comes into the world, once there's a zriya ready. Once there's already some ma'aseh zriya, that's where it's shayach to become to Klal Yisrael. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's b'terem etzorcha b'beti yidaticha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oimid on the zera even before there's a zriya. Before the ma'aseh zriya, there's also that type of asidus belongs to a world that's only shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the whole tchum of mitzvahs, the Matan Torah was given to Klal Yisrael because we have Sefer Yuchsin. Because Klal Yisrael is capable of living. Everybody has Zayim Mitzvah Enoch. Zayim Mitzvah Enoch relate to what's here and now. You were born to the same mother, that's for sure. Your brother and sister, you can't get married. There was a father who sowed a seed that's the same. Two different women, we don't know. We know what's here in front of us. Torah has no shaykhes to that world. Zayim, in mitzvahs, and it's not only Zayim mitzvah enoch, the Achronim make a count that you end up with tons of mitzvahs, because every mitzvah dinin takes an also chayshin mishpat, avodah zarah takes avodah zarah. Seven is not a limiting number. It can be quite a lot of mitzvahs. But the world of mitzvah enoch has no shaykhes to Torah. Just like in the world of mitzvahs is the world of action. The world of deeds. Deeds are concrete, they're real, they're solid, but they're limited. They're limited to what they are. A pair of tzitzis is a pair of tzitzis is a pair of tzitzis. That's where it starts when I put it on, and it finishes when I take it off. Mitzvahs are shayach to Umas Olam as well. Torah is shayach dafka to Klal Yisrael, because Torah is the seichel of something. The seichel of something, the havana of something, the idea to do something, is the seed for the action. A person can do something which he's been thinking, I ought to do this, and he finally does it. So mitzad the tfis of imahus, it's chal when it's chal. Mitzad the tfis of avus, the day that I started thinking about it. Like by Avram Avinu, Avram was the first av in the Bria. And it says when he was three, he found the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramah's Masbir, it took him from 3 to 70. But the spark, the seeding was at the age of 3. For somebody whose tfisa is avos, Avram was the av, the big av in the Bria, that tfisa, his world starts with when something lit up in his mind, in his seichel, in his heart. And b'meila, it's just a question of how long it took the seed, took kemat 7 years to grow, but he's not less of a seeder if he did it earlier. Umas don't live with that tfisa. We're standing less than a week before Kabbalah Satayra, and this parsha is tied to Matan Torah. L'mishpachoysam l'beis avoysam is something that shaykh uniquely to the tzivuyim at Har Sinai. This one of the aspects of the schusim of Klal Yisrael to get the Torah at Har Sinai is because they had Sifrei Yuchsin. Sifrei Yuchsin doesn't mean they had a great grandfather they can trace it to, but their whole metzias is an unfolding of something from grandfather to father to son to grandson. That is their metzias. They don't see themselves only what they are, they see themselves what they will be. If a person has in himself forethought, if a person thinks, and a person dreams, and a person hopes, then if as long as he keeps doing it, when it does happen, it doesn't count from the day that it happened. It counts from the day that he thought about it. If a person is urged to do good, and it takes him a long time to get to do it, so if the person lives with that, if the person was ma'ir himself because he understands it that way, because the person understands that what makes Klal Yisrael different is mishpechosom, beis avosom, then all his maisim take on an avostika mitzias. It means thinking a second before you do a maisa mitzvah about what you're doing. It means when a person thinks of his future, and everybody here is at a crossroads in the real life, in terms of career, in terms of shidduchim, in terms of everything, this is the first kufa in your life when you really start thinking about the future. But think about the ruchnistic future. In other words, a person should always be thinking, how am I growing? How am I developing? Where am I going to? That thought process is a seeding process. Umas Olam don't see it. They live with what's there. Klal Yisrael comes from an Av. Klal Yisrael at the Ibur has a Shem Av. And the Umas Olam are shayach only to the Nesaticha. To where something is given, that's where it becomes his. The Klal Yisrael is shayach that even when it's in the Rechem, it's shayach to have a Hikdashticha. Those things, the Kedushas Yisrael is that they carry within themselves seeds that they makdish them, they designate for future, and when it does happen, lemafreya, this is their avos.